Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, it's great to talk to you again.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about property taxation in Pennsylvania and how it is essentially unfair, particularly to those on fixed incomes. It's an issue that's been under consideration for many, many years in Harrisburg. What are some of your viewpoints on dealing with the issue of property tax elimination in the coming term?
Mike, this is one of the most important topics in my career, and that's the elimination of property taxes. For those that don't know my background, I'm a retired Marine Reserve Colonel, and I'm an expert in economic warfare. I taught at Franklin and Marshall in their evening division. I taught economics for about 10 years. And I would tell you, from my decades of doing turnarounds of financially troubled companies, there's usually two or three economic issues that you have to solve in order to allow a organization to get back on its feet financially and to keep, in this case, the Commonwealth alive. So in my case, in looking at Pennsylvania over the years, I say there's three major issues, one of which we're going to tackle today. The first is property tax elimination. The second of all is the efficiency of the spending by going lean in government operations so that we're giving the best bang for the buck for the taxpayer and for the citizens who need the services. And the third issue is the forensic and fraud capability of the Auditor General and the issues of the independent watchdog, the Independent Office of Inspector General, which I believe has already been tackled in some extent. But in the case of the property taxes, which is so critically important for people to realize, and to summarize it kind of in a nutshell, is the property tax serves as a fixed cost for citizens whose income is not fixed. And that's probably the simplest way to say it. So if there's a recession, as an example, I can cut how much I spend on electricity by lowering the thermostat. If I'm running short on funds, instead of buying one type of fish, I might buy a lower grade of fish. I might do spending differently. I might not buy a new suit. I might not buy a new pair of shoes. I might drive less. But with property taxes, I can't do that. And that's one of the biggest objections people who have opposed property tax elimination have said is, I can predict it, and it's predictable for us. Well, that predictability for the school districts is the very negative to the individual who's paying it. So in my bill that I've crafted, I think I've found a way to solve that problem. And we'll be introducing that bill here probably in the first quarter of 2019. We're gathering co-sponsorship now. But here's the essence of it, and what I encourage everyone to be aware of. If our goal is to keep the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania out of bankruptcy and to make it capable of dealing with it going forward, we need to make certain that we deal with this property tax elimination up front, have it a part of a program of restructuring the Commonwealth's finances, make the expense more variable. I tell everybody I deal with, senior citizens, as an example, are but one life event away from losing their home. So if a spouse dies and the income from that spouse, be it Social Security or whatever the case may be, goes away, their surviving spouse may not be able to keep their home. As medical bills increase as you get older, that's a problem. But even for working families, I would encourage people to be aware of that's a major problem. Working families have seen their health care costs escalate. They've seen other costs escalate, and the income has not kept pace. So we have to look at the issue about property taxes across the board, eliminate them so that that expense becomes as variable for the person paying the bill as it is for their income. Then concurrent with that, on the other side, for the school districts, part of what my bill does, it creates a solution where the school districts are still able to get the same degree of predictability for their funding so that they're not worried about, do I have to lay people off or not? So stay tuned for the months ahead. We'll be publishing a series of 8 articles on this so we can explain every component of it. But I'm bound and determined that that's what I'm going to be doing for the next 2 years to make this issue happen and we get the optimum solution for everybody within the Commonwealth and completely turn this financial ship around to make Pennsylvania capable of living into the 22nd century.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.